time for a little adventure on the radio. 580 CFRA's Outdoor Experience, our weekly show dedicated to everything outdoors. Now with Kevin Pidgeon, here's Dean Roberts.
We're talking cottaging today, and sandbanks, always a great spot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody heads to the sandbanks.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you live in this part of the world, the sandbanks are a must-do once every summer, minimum.
Yep. So we're going to get to Aaron and Chip on from Sandbank Summer Village to talk about what they're doing up there, which is a lot. Then we come back. Let's get into some cottaging, and we'll do that with our first two guests of the day. Aaron McCoy, Executive Director of Sales and Marketing with Sandbank Summer Village, and Chip Hall, who's the President of Sandbank Summer Village, and Cottage Advisors of Canada. If you've ever been to the Sandbanks, you'll want to hear about this, because this is big stuff. Coming back on CFRA's Outdoor Experience, Dean Roberts with KP from TNL 1115. Phil in the producer's chair. Easy there, big fella. I know you're excited about getting your cottage ready for the summer.
You know it.
You know, and to do that, we've got a couple of experts with us. Aaron McCoy, Executive Director of Sales and Marketing, as well as Chip Hall, President of Sandbank Summer Village and Cottage Advisors of Canada. We've got to hit two buttons here to bring them on the air, and we'll say good morning to Aaron McCoy first. Hi.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Good. Where are we reaching you?
You're reaching me in Prince Edward County.
Now, I knew you were here at A-Channel on Friday, were you?
I was.
Yeah. How'd that go?
It went brilliant. Thank you for asking.
Good. And Chip, where are you?
Hi. I'm actually in Wells, Maine right now, back in the U.S.
Oh, so you're the international correspondent.
I am.
Perfect.
We've got a lot of ground to cover here. Let's start with getting your cottage ready for the summer. How do we do that, first off?
Oh, well, there's a long list, and a lot of people tend to leave it, Dean, until way too late. And as soon as they get there, they just want to focus on the fun aspect. But really, it's all about safety. And something that I've been telling people, and as a real estate broker, it's just you put a lot of money and time in those cottage properties. And it's key to make sure that you keep them up as far as maintenance concerns, but also just the things like carbon monoxide detectors and making sure you have those fire alarms and barbecues. Check those tanks, everybody, the propane tanks, because sometimes I see them and really they need to go and new ones need to replace for your barbecuing needs. Also, just that, you know, we're getting a lot of, what we call different weather patterns, a lot of storms, great wind. As a result, people leaving out that furniture, they really become missiles in those windy days and storms. So it's key that they kind of put those things away when they leave for the weekend. Or at least even in the nighttime, get them away so that they don't become somebody else's headache later on.
Yeah, it's become, I mean, that's a problem that's not unique to the cottage country. We saw it throughout the city with the trees going down. And, you know, it's funny that we're talking about this now because I went down to the U.S., at the end of April, and we had a horrific windstorm here right around that time that took down a bunch of big trees. So it's not a bad idea as well to go up. We drove up the night before we left just to make sure that everything was okay up at the cottage, which is just north of the city in the Mont Saint-Marie area, Danford Lake. And there had been trees fallen. In fact, it's funny, it's interesting that you call them missiles because somebody had, and this tells you how violent the storm was, a one of the external kind of framed garages, the plastic garage that you would park a car in, and it had been blown about 3/4 of a kilometer down the highway.
Wow.
So that tells you, you know, I mean, and all these things can get tangled up in wires. Wires can be fallen, which lead to very bad things. Trees going down. In fact, it's a really good idea. I know I heard you talking about, an early inspection of the cottage.
Yeah.
To walk around just to make sure that, you know, a lot of times those windstorms will compromise the structural integrity of a tree. And although it's not down, it's been fractured and is a likely source of a problem down the road, right?
Absolutely. And again, you know, people forget the trees that are on their property are their concern. And you know, sometimes getting an arborist in or, you know, just again, taking down those twigs. And yeah, storms naturally do it, but it also can really affect the integrity of that tree. So that tree later on, you don't want it landing on your cottage or on somebody else. And unfortunately, it does happen, you know, more often than we know. And, the carbon monoxide and just the fire alarm, for that reason alone, when things do fall on cottages, you know, electrical systems, things can go wrong. And it's just important that, you know, those the fire and the police and everybody, the paramedics, get notified ASAP. And if you don't have a system that certainly broadcasts that fact, you know, it's even harder for them when they have a longer distance to travel to be able to come and help you.
So keeping the yard clear, securing the roof, trimming the trees, clearing the eaves troughs, it's all important stuff, right?
It is.
Well, and the other thing that, you know, a lot of people will clear the eaves trough, and it's not a complicated thing, but it is a very, you know, depending upon the height of your roof and the incline and so forth, something that you need to take special care in doing, because there's a lot of safety issues that surround that particular activity. But also, subsequent to having cleared the eaves trough, it's critically important that you actually pick all, in our case, it's pine needles, that you actually pick all the pine needles up, because they can very quickly become a fire hazard, right?
That's right.
So it's
we'll get back on the
that's a very good point. That's a great point.
Let's break away from the safety aspect for a second, Aaron, and bring Chip in on the picture. Chip, tell us why a cottage is a good investment right off the start.
Well, one of the things that we're seeing is that the banks now are treating cottages or second homes just like primary residents. So we're able to secure loan to values up to 80%, which allows consumers now for greater borrowing and leverage on those units itself. So one of the things that we're seeing both in Canada and the U.S. is that the second home market, you know, is staying very strong. The volumes have been down in quantity, but the pricing of the units themselves have actually started to increase again. The area that we're currently building our resort, Prince Edward County, what I can tell you about the real estate market in that area is that when we were doing our diligence and as we're building out our resort, we've done extensive analysis in this marketplace, and what we've seen is a 10% increase in real estate property in Prince Edward County compounded over the last decade. So what they always say about real estate and cottaging, it's location, location, location. So from an investment standpoint, you know, you always want to make sure that you do your homework and that you take a look at the market, what type of product is available in the market, how many units are available in that market, and what the demand really is, because that's going to be able to have an effect on, you know, the elasticity of the market and, you know, what kind of appreciation you may be able to appreciate.
Well, I can tell you, just watching the real estate values of the cottages in the Gatineau and throughout the Ottawa Valley, you're spot on. I mean, the pricing, you know, it's a time during which a lot of baby boomers are enjoying a little bit more free time. And so as a result, you know, simple economics dictates, as you mentioned, the demand and price is directly linked. And it would seem that pricing is certainly going up. The average price of a cottage is going up, as well as because people are putting more, because they can finance up to 80%, putting more money into the cottages. There are some pretty spectacular cottages throughout the region, and I'm sure that the development that you're putting together is second to none as far as that goes. So there's a lot to be said for second, because they're second houses, you're spending a lot of time in them. You want to enjoy a lot of the amenities that you might enjoy at your first home, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, one of the things that we try to do in our developments is bring that unique combination of whole ownership, which allows people to actually own the property and the land itself. The price points that we're introducing our cottages at are starting at the $179,900 inclusive of HST. So it's a very sensibly priced. The other products in that type of price range under the $200,000, people are typically, relegated to look at timeshares or fractional ownership themselves. But what we do is we provide not only the whole ownership aspect of it, but we spend, we're spending millions and millions of dollars on amenities because our client's a multi-generational client. And what we're seeing is that, years ago people wanted to go to their cottage and just sit back and rest and relax. What we're seeing now is that people are looking to be more active and basically, relax and rest mentally, but physically get out there and enjoy being in the outdoors, because a lot of our customers are, working in offices. So it's a very unique blend of being able to provide a product that you own outright that is financeable. That also provides the destination area like Prince Edward County, as well as the fact that we've got multi-million-dollar amenities right out your doorstep that you can enjoy. And we actually have a full-time fund director that their sole responsibility is to put together managed programs to make sure that the social interaction for our clients, stays in the forefront. So it is a unique combination.
Aaron, what other cottage options are there other than Muskoka, which is pretty popular?
Yeah, I mean, Muskoka is globally known, but believe it or not, Prince Edward County is certainly coming up, and that's why we always talk about it. It's really known as the next Muskoka. I know the locals don't like to hear that, but we call it the county, but it is a destination now that's really becoming known far and wide. Other areas, though, and especially for your Ottawa audience, as you know, the Kawarsas, is an area that certainly is well known, but there's some real gems and some great opportunities in that region. Haliburton area, which of course is still known as part of Muskoka, but people that are deep in Muskoka don't consider Haliburton part of their region, but it's beautiful because it surrounds the Algonquin Park area. It's just a vast land with incredible clean lakes and super opportunities as well.
So for those folks who say, well, I can rent a cottage as opposed to buying one, what do you say to that?
Well, again, sometimes there's some good reason for doing that. So just like Chip had mentioned about, you know, the key is doing your homework and your research when you're making that decision to own one. It's very important that you make sure the region that you've chosen, you know, not only suits for an investment purpose, because really, even though it is a cottage that you're using, you know, as a secondary residence, you still have to treat it like an investment just as you do your principal residence. You want to make sure that what you're buying maintains its you know, its investment, its hold, its value, and actually you want it to increase. So, you know, key things, again, is that if you don't and you're not sure about the area, renting gives you that wonderful opportunity to make sure that it certainly is a place that you'll travel to and that you're going to use. Because one of the problems is that people do not maintain their cottage. And that's one of the things that I'm finding is that I'll sell, you know, in the past, people's cottages, they come back and say, can you come and list it? And then when I get there, unfortunately, those cottages, you know, have not been kept or maintained. They're actually in worse condition than they were originally when they purchased it. And it's a shame to be taking that kind of investment and not giving it the due care and diligence that it deserves, just like your principal. Because, again, like Chip had mentioned, the capital appreciation of those secondary, you know, residences, it's increasing. The demand, I compare it to hockey. You know, we're so in love with hockey. Well, cottaging was once upon a time a dream, and now it's an actual easy reality. And really, everybody is working towards finding their other, you know, piece of land that they spend what I call good quality time. But with that comes a big responsibility of ensuring that you maintain it. And if you're not going to travel to that destination, then really you shouldn't probably buy there, because whether you're going to rent it out to people or use it yourself or a bit of both, it requires you to be there on a regular basis to make sure that, you know, you care for it. So certainly renting is a great option to help you determine if that location is certainly one that you're going to be using. And again, renting is also one of those things to make sure that you investigate the area as well as the type of cottage, because Chip had mentioned there's many choices out there now. Instead of that, just that single family dwelling that you could buy on the lake, really what we call a cottage is different in different regions. You know, even here in the county, you know, you could have beautiful farm, you know, land and a beautiful farmhouse. And that's considered a cottage in this area.
We'll take
you go to Muskoka, you're looking at, you know, 7,500 square feet is the average.
Sorry to interrupt, Aaron. We'll take a break for the 11:30 news. You and Chip stay with us. Plenty more to talk about when we come back. Cottaging is what it's all about in this edition of CFRA's Outdoor Experience. 11:34, Dean Roberts with Kevin Pidgeon from Tommy and Lefebvre. Our guests, Aaron McCoy, Executive Director of Sales and Marketing, along with Chip Hall, the President of Sandbank Summer Village and Cottage Advisors of Canada. Tell me a bit of history about Cottage Advisors of Canada, Chip.
Cottage Advisors of Canada was formed back in 2008. Came actually from a friendship that was built over many years fishing up at the Miramichi. Both my father and Jim Lawley, our partner up in Canada, are avid fishermen. And Jim came down to see the projects that we were building out in New England here in the States, and made light of the fact that Americans thought they knew about cottaging, they don't know anything, we need to go to Canada to prove, you know, to find the real cottaging market. So in 2008, we took him up on his offer, and we formed Cottage Advisors of Canada. We went into Ontario as our target market for our first project. Spent about 6 months looking for different properties, and we ended up you know, finding our location in Prince Edward County and went through the process of working with the municipality and doing, you know, from a permitting standpoint to be able to start building the resort that's currently underway right now. We do have a goal of having, you know, more than three of these resort properties in Ontario. And, you know, knock wood, hopefully we'll have a second location, you know, within the next 60 to 90 days. We've been working on another spot pretty diligently.
So, Chip, you know, it intrigues me. You're on both sides of the Canadian-U.S. border. You have some properties down in the U.S. Typically, what kind of neighborhoods would the properties be in? What type of, you know, neighborhood properties versus recreational properties would exist?
Our core model is finding a beautiful piece of land within a current destination location. So two of our properties in the U.S. are in Maine on the seacoast, so which, you know, the community that we're in has 15,000 people that live in it, you know, year-round or over the course of the winter, and then about 65,000 people during the summertime. So it is already a tourist destination. That was one of the things that brought us to Prince Edward County. Sandbanks Provincial Park has about 500,000 visitors, you know, visit the park every year. And we're 7 kilometers from Sandbanks. So our model is to, you know, be within a 2 to 3 hour drive from a major metropolitan area and, you know, find a beautiful piece of land within a destination area. And what's great about Prince Edward County is it's almost equidistant between Ottawa and the GTA, and we're seeing our clients coming from both of those metro areas.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient to both communities. As well, I have a twofold kind of question for you, because I'm always interested from a financial perspective. We talked a little bit about, you know, the cottage average price having risen somewhat. Couple things, you know, as an investment property as a for use property, I know a cottage is a great investment if you're going to use it. Is a cottage equally as good an investment if you're going to use it in somewhat of a limited form and use it as an investment property?
Well, again, it's if it's within an area that has a high demand, you know, you're always looking at what your return is going to be over time. So in this specific question, I think really what you're looking at is what's the cost to carry it, right? Especially if you're financing it or whatever, you have taxes, maintenance, to the points that Aaron's brought up in the past, is that you have this carrying cost per year. What does it cost, you know, to actually own it on a yearly basis? And one of the things that we've built into our business model is that we actually, our resort management company will also do rentals for our owners. So they can either rent it themselves directly or for a fee. You know, we take care of the rental component. So if you're an owner that says, you know, geez, I'm only going to be able to go to the cottage maybe a couple, three times over the summertime, and, you know, maybe a couple weeks, you know, on the weekends on the spring and fall, how can I, you know, recoup, you know, or be able to help subsidize that investment? I think rental is a great option if, you know, you have the infrastructure to be able to, one, find people that want to rent it, two, be able to go through the collections process, and then have somebody locally be able to manage that turnover for you. Obviously, you want to have cleaning services and make sure that the property's left in good working shape.
Well, I think, Chip, that was one of the foundations for my question, and you've answered it more than adequately. It's an interesting phenomena that we have right now in that people are, you know, as we age and the baby boomers are coming into the years where, you know, maybe they had a week's vacation back in their 20s. Well, now they have 5 or 6. You know, your life changes as you go on between kids and work and so on and so forth. So it's a pretty interesting opportunity that exists that you offer if somebody was to buy a cottage now. Although you may think, oh, I'm only going to be there 2 weeks a year. I'm only going to rent. I'll just rent it. It's a good idea to sit down with you guys and maybe identify that over time, if you really do love the cottage and you're only going to be there a week or two now, you know, 20 years down the road when maybe you could afford to be there 8 weeks of the summer, you might not be able to afford the financial investment for a cottage. So that's certainly something a lot of people, I'm sure, are looking at that you can help them answer questions on. As well, you see in the city, I mean, it's unbelievable. unbelievable, the number of people who are moving out of single unit, like single standalone homes, and into condominiums and have cottages, you know, outside of the city, because their lifestyle has changed in so much as, you know, as you get on a little bit, you know, your children move on and they're out of the house, and so maybe you can spend summers at the cottage and winters in a condo downtown rather than having a house to care for 12 months a year and a cottage to care for the, you know, the 6 months of the summer year, right?
That's right. You've actually brought up a very good point.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Sorry, Chip. I just wanted to say you brought up a really great point, because, see, there's always a lot of equations and things to concern yourself when it comes to investing in anything. And one thing you brought up that was very powerful was the fact that sometimes there is a cost to waiting. And as you indicated, that there is a, you know, it has been happening for quite some time, believe it or not, not just the baby boomers, but there has been that trend where people are downsizing their principal residences for the purpose of realizing that the quality of time is actually spent when they're not working. And that's why they've gone ahead and invested that money into secondary properties, you know, throughout Ontario. The other thing to notice is our geographical, terminology of cottaging. Before, we only had certain places that we could go because the infrastructure in towns, there were only so many to be able to support it. Well, now if you look, cottaging is throughout Ontario, and there's now towns and infrastructure and amenities to support that, so it's expanded. That allows for a greater choice for people as well as a greater choice for price points, which Chip was alluding to, because a lot of times if you're going to be in, you know, you have to decide what you're doing, if you're investing, if you're using, or a bit of both. And depending on the hat you're wearing, you have to use kind of different parameters as to what your decisions are and how you're going to go ahead purchasing something. So at the end of the day, what you're saying is, you know what, if something, you know, instead of waiting, because prices are attractive now and we know that they'll continue to rise, inflation isn't obvious over time, it certainly has been that way, and as regions become more popular, the prices, of course, go up. So here's a perfect opportunity, as you mentioned, you know, giving Sandvik a perfect example where you can come into a community at incredible price points, and from there, be able to rent it out so you can offset a lot of that cost, because the numbers work beautifully. And then when you're able to, because of the time, you know, allowing, or just your lifestyle changes, it will allow you to be able to come and actually enjoy it. And you've probably paid for a considerable part of it due to the price points.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to you talk about, you know, how the prices have risen and so forth, and that's brutally obvious in this region. It's become somewhat prohibitive for people to acquire summer properties, because financially they're a big investment, and I'm sure that in part is by virtue of the fact that many of these cottages are actually homes in the country, right?
Correct.
So the value of them has soared, no doubt. But one of the things that I wanted to ask you about was, people always talk about, you know, oh, my house, I'm not putting a pool in. You know, I'd love to have a pool, and they torture themselves by not putting the pool in because I'm never getting the money back out of that pool. They always lose sight of the fact that I'm putting a pool in because I want to swim.
Yeah,
exactly. So what are some of the things that somebody can do to enhance their cottage? And we all know, you know, buy a bigger boat, bigger dock, better gazebo, so on and so forth. But what are some of the things that one might think about when they're looking at these cottages at the beautiful sandbanks that they might want to have in the cottage, because it will lend value and it will help the cottage to hold or enhance its value over years?
Well, that's, and for me, it's a two-part question. And Chip, you can refer to the sandbanks because, you know, you can give good examples of what they can do here to be able to, you know, when they purchase, that can give kind of greater hold on their investment.
Let's start with part one, then we'll come back after the break and do part two. Go ahead. Go ahead on the part one.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we're looking at is because it's within a resort community itself, is that, you know, we offer additional half baths. We offer storage lofts themselves. So people are always taking a look at how do people plan on using their cottages. Some people, you know, want to be able to have separation in space so they can, you know, one person could be reading a book, another person could be watching a sporting event. Other people have a lifestyle where they're entertainers. So really, you know, one of the points that Aaron brought up was you really need to buy it for yourself, but you want to have an eye for what is the ultimate consumer marketplace looking for. So within our property itself, the two biggest enhancements that people are building right into the cottages themselves themselves are storage lofts that provide incremental space, cathedral ceilings, you know, greater volume of light, and being able to have an ensuite bathroom for privacy and access. Those are the real, you know, amenities within the structures that people are looking for.
And with that, we'll take a short break at 11:45 here on CFRA's Outdoor Experience. As we continue to talk cottaging, we'll come back with Aaron and Chip, and we hope you'll join us too, as always, right through to 1 o'clock on 580 CFRA. And our special guest, Chip Hall, president of Sandbank Summer Village and Cottage Advisors of Canada, and Aaron McCoy, who is executive director of sales and marketing. Where do we leave off there, Aaron?
Well, Kevin and Dean, we were talking about the what is it that we can do to improve our cottages, you know, or to do to our cottages to give maximum investment, you know, potential. And, you know, Chip gave some great examples of what we do here at Sandbank Summer Village. The one thing, though, that we do here at Sandbank Summer Village is we look after all of the maintenance components. So when you come here to own a cottage, the whole point is you enjoy the cottage, and there's absolutely no maintenance required. You don't need to lift a finger. There's no mowing the lawn. You know, if you want to do some gardening around your place, that's fine. But the key is that you're here to enjoy the lifestyle and the amenities. For those people and your Ottawa viewers there that are listeners, I should say, that are, you know, that own cottages or considering, I could say the most important thing is that TLC factor, tender, love, and care. It's all about the maintenance, which I talked about earlier. So, again, deteriorating docks, siding, windows, and roofs, those are sheer indicators to people that you're not taking care. And then they also wonder, well, what else is wrong with the cottage itself? So those are the things that we call them the bones, the essential. Those are the things that you need to make sure that you're kind of keeping up with, because it's expected now. So just like our homes, once upon a time when our, you know, going back generations, when they came to Canada and bought a home, if there was cracks or issues with the ceiling or issues with the foundation, they didn't care. They were just so happy they were getting themselves a home, and they went ahead and bought it. Today, when people are buying homes, if it's not perfect, they're going to sue everybody. So cottaging's kind of become that next wave of, you know, it used to be that, okay, three season, a little run down, there's some issues. I love it. I love this location. I want it. But believe it or not, that same kind of thought process has fallen into the cottage world, where it's very important that now people are doing their due diligence to make sure what they're buying. And that could have a lot to do, Kevin, we talked about earlier about the price points, that it's pretty much perfect. And
wow.
If it's not, they're going to come back at you. So very important to keep the bones of that cottage in good shape.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because how many times back in the 19, I mean, my parents had a cottage in the Laurentians, and my wife's family's had the cottage up here on Danforth for two generations now, three in fact.
Right.
And how many times in the 70s did I listen to my parents' friends say, oh, you know what, it's a dump, but we're going to knock it down and build something. Well, when they're looking at properties, right? But now that dump might be worth $200,000, and all of a sudden you're like, so it's, you know, the times have really changed in that regard. You can't just, I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, obviously, but for the most part, you do have to look at, you know, do some due diligence,
yeah,
and look at the structural integrity of the facility and make sure that the plumbing's there and the electrical's there and so on and so forth. Because
yeah,
it's not the case that in most instances that you're just going to be able to, without some financial hardship, knock it down and build something nicer.
That's right.
On the property. Of course, the property values have soared, no doubt, but
yeah,
the actual buildings on those properties are worth significantly more than they were back in the 60s and 70s as well.
Yes.
Well, and it's also about making sure that you do have the, you know, the creature comforts and modern conveniences, right? I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's, you know, as you know, people get older, and you know, their own, you know, they do have ownership of their homes, and you have the certain creature comforts that you've gotten used to. It's cute and it's nice to kind of get away and go to your cottage and not necessarily have everything there. But as what we're seeing from our consumers is that they're starting to expect those to become standard now. Where if you had a washing machine in your cottage, it was a big to-do. You know, now they're asking, do we have high-speed fiber optics, as an example? So, you know, I do think that the consumer is changing a little bit, or at least their expectations about what comes within a cottage has changed over the last decade or two.
Tell me about the putting green. That really interests me.
the putting green. Well, we've at our community, we're making a substantial investment in amenities. We have, you know, the putting greens are something that we utilize. We use the artificial turf you have a consistent play. But it's one of, you know, many things that we have within the resort itself. You know, we have putting greens, we have shuffleboard courts, we have bocce courts, we've got swimming pools and splash pads and playground sets and, you know, an outdoor open-air pavilion. We've got a little beach club area where we're going to have volleyball down by the beach or a fire pit to watch sunset go down at night. You know, our swimming pool is 70 by 45 feet concrete heated swimming pool. It's, we do have a substantial amenity package that we're currently building and we'll continue to build out over the next couple of years.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I hear Dean asking about the putting greens. And one of the things that really astounded me was the first time I went down to Hilton Head Island, every kind of condo community had a putting green,
yeah,
and a tennis court, and it was, and they weren't natural grass. They were actually, artificial grass.
Yes.
So they were always green. Regardless of time of year, they were in perfect condition and always green. And it was remarkable the number of people that actually used them after dinner, you know, just go and roll a few putts and have a little bit of an adult beverage and relax.
You could use it for practicing the way you put it on Friday.
Wow. Okay.
You've never seen anything so bad in your life.
Clearly, clearly that was the first shot over the bow from Chippy.
Well, you can come down and practice.
Well, I didn't say it.
You see, it's hardship that I suffer here. It's a good thing I have Aaron and Chip on my side,
that's
Dean.
Right.
So you're outnumbered 3-1 this week, buddy. No, but I mean, you know, it's another thing that people don't realize is I'm a pretty social animal, as Dean might tell you, and as a result, I think it's such an awesome facility to have a communal area where, you know, although you're up at the cottage and that's a great family time, I don't take anything away from that. We've had some awesome times up at ours. It is kind of nice to be able to go and play bocce ball or go and, you know, roll some putts or play whatever and hang out with a group in the pool or whatever you want to do. So that's a kind of a unique feature, really, to a cottage community versus just a standalone cottage in the bush, right?
Absolutely. And it truly is like a resort lifestyle. And Chip, you might want to mention, too, about the adult-only area just on the water's edge, too.
Clearly, yeah, Dean.
Further along in the process, you know, we're going to have a lodge area that will encompass a large restaurant. We'll have an adult-only pool that's right on the lakeside, so you can sit on the deck, enjoy the lake, or go for a nice swim, and we'll have a fully equipped fitness center. But one of the things that was brought up that I always found very interesting is, you know, to your point earlier about, you know, having that social aspect. I mean, we have people, I think part of the demographics that you mentioned earlier were, you know, some of the empty nesters, the retirees. You know, we have grandparents that are saying, geez, you know, we want to buy here because, you know, we're going to have our own social network. We'll have people that, will become to, you know, call our friends. But importantly, we'll have a place that, the grandkids can come visit Graham and Grandpa and want to come because there's a lot of activities, you know, for them to be able to do, and it'll be the cool place to come visit Graham. And on the flip side of the fence, you've got, single professionals that want that active lifestyle. And the amenities are important on site for that. But importantly, one of the things that we saw, we found a beautiful property up on Stony Lake that we were going to move forward with. But the problem was there was just no infrastructure up there outside of what we would have built. You know, you would have had, you know, a 30-mile ride, a 40-mile ride, you know, to Peterborough to be able to go out to a restaurant or, you know, have some other type of off-site amenity. And that was one of the real important things that Prince Edward County brought, is as a vacation destination with towns that have, you know, fine restaurants for foodies and the wineries and, you know, the natural amenities like Sandbanks Provincial Park, little vibrant downtowns, theaters and festivals, they've got music festivals, et cetera, that activity can happen within the community as well as the greater, you know, regional community being Prince Edward County. And I think that's important to vacationers.
Well, I know that, you know, the mantra that we live on this show by is, if you don't eat, you die.
Oh, I love you. I love the show.
So it's critically important that you do have access to all of those wonderful festivals, food facilities, and, of course, the wine that keeps it all a very interesting region. Thanks so much, you guys. This has been incredibly informative. We're having a lot of fun here today, and I know that Dean is itching to ask you if he, in fact, will be allowed into the adult community portion of the resort after his misbehavior early in the show.
Dean and Kevin, we expect to see you both here.
Oh, I love the Sandbanks. It's been a while, so I got to get up there. So
make sure you come and see us.
All right. For folks interested in Sandbank Summer Village, is there a website?
There is.
Absolutely. You can go to...
Go ahead.
It's www.summervillage.ca.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. You've been awesome. We really appreciate the time, and we look forward to seeing you up at the beautiful Sandbanks Cottage Resort.
Oh, yeah.
Look forward to seeing you both. Right. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Take
Have
care.
A great Sunday. And go Canucks. Go Canucks, go, okay? Chip down in
New England. Chip's down in New England. I got a feeling there might be a little bit of a chowder crowder down there.
There you go. Thanks, guys.
Go
connect.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
We'll continue with cottaging when we come back after the 12 o'clock news next on 580 CFRA.